Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I was surprised to read of the English and Wales Cricket Board's apology for its joke about the Ashes, responding to Pope Francis's social media post on Ash Wednesday. He said how the Ashes reminded us of our identity, put us in our place, smooth the rough edges of our narcissism, bring us back to reality, and make us more humble and open to one another. Pope Francis concluded, quote, "None of us is God, we are all on a journey," end of quote. To which the EWCB joked on social media, now apologized for and deleted, quote, "Even the Pope loves the Ashes," end of quote. Now, for non-cricketers, the Ashes is the name given since 1882 to the cricket tests between England and Australia. I was surprised when I first read about all this because I didn't expect to read such a thing, and my first thought as I was reading was that the Pope had died, and there were allusions to cremation and the burning of papal votes for the successor. Okay, my mind goes to weird places. It was only in reading more that I discovered the context. And there's a part of me that does go, poor taste. But there's also a part of me that goes, that's humorous. Especially if the board had included a winking emoji and offered the Pope some tickets to the next Ashes series on his recovery. Well, that's what I would have done, I think. Like beauty, humour is in the eye or ear of the beholder. When discussing comedy, it is often said that good humour punches up to those who have power or privilege or both. It's the court jester type of thing from bygone eras. But humour is sarcastic or cruel when it punches down. Attributed to Charlie Chaplin is the sentiment, "My pain may be the reason for somebody's laugh, but my laugh must never be the reason for somebody's pain." We get the picture, I'm sure. I've often wondered how much God and Jesus laugh. God's laughter, by definition, is downwards, and while he can laugh at humanity's pomposity and stupidity, Psalm 2 verse 4, Psalm 37 verses 12 and 13, we might imagine he does so with a sad irony, because we also know that God rejoices and delights in his people. Psalm 147 verse 11, Psalm 149 verse 4, Zephaniah 3 verse 17, and Jesus said that he came that we might have life and have it to the full or abundantly, John 10:10. And I simply can't imagine all this without smiles and laughter. The Bible declares to me not a remote God, but one who comes close to us, especially when we focus on Jesus. And so I definitely imagine Jesus was smiling and laughing as he blessed the little children. One of the understandings of the atonement, why Jesus had to and did die on a cross, is that the devil didn't see the resurrection coming. He was so focused on winning, destroying Jesus. C.S. Lewis captures this very well, in my opinion, in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and the interactions between Aslan and the White Witch. Evil has a blind spot. Hence, Paul wrote to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 15, "And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with Jesus, having forgiven us all our trespasses by cancelling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him." Now, this means, quite simply, that Jesus has the last laugh. Of course, we should be careful about our humour. In my cross encounters now, I'm smiling as I prepared this, as I imagine God smiles, rejoices, delights, laughs, more than we imagine. Joy is such a rich part of life. My imagination has God laughing with me rather than at me, and always with love. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in mercy listen to our prayers. Stretch out your mighty hand to defend us from all the evil we face. Be with us each day, and may we know your smile and blessings and live accordingly. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.